You're listening to SBS News.
Suicide is the fifth leading cause of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Australian data from the Bureau of Statistics shows in 2018, more than 150 Indigenous people died from suicide. Dr. Vanessa Lee is the Director of Suicide Prevention Australia.
The period of 2018-2019 for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, suicides in children went up astronomically. And for the age group of 15 to 17-year-old, it went up to 69.2%.
On World Suicide Prevention Day, the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation said improving the mental health of Indigenous people remains a priority. Nacho has emphasised the importance of having community leaders at the centre of prevention programs. Several well-known Indigenous advocates have spoken to NITV about the importance of open discussions about mental well-being. Former NRL player Owen Craigie has told The Point his life spiralled out of control because of his addictions.
I was working three jobs and I was never really home with the wife and kids at the time, and I started drinking and doing drugs, you know. And
after battling through a dark period in his life, the Indigenous sports star says he is passionate about promoting positive mental health.
The stigma's hidden. Why is something so important, so real in our life, hidden? When two people a day commit suicide, and in Aboriginal cultures, even worse.
He's part of the Chase the Energy campaign on social media, connecting people who share similar mental struggles with each other. Artist Jandamara Cad told The Point he contemplated ending his life while in juvenile detention in Queensland.
You had to be quite hard, and I realised that I had to develop that hardness and put an armour around my softness inside, because I was quite soft and gentle when I was younger.
He says he previously wasn't comfortable with his skin colour and felt he didn't belong in what he calls a Western world. After escaping a youth facility with other Aboriginal inmates, he was placed in an isolation ward and eventually turned to art.
Those other fellas that were with me that broke out, and they're all dead now. I'm grateful for that brush, I'm grateful for that moment, not being locked in that room, but it transformed my entire life to be where I am today.
The Yorta Yorta and Jar Jar Warung man, who also dealt with sexual abuse, says for years he felt embarrassment and shame. But an Indigenous woman and youth worker, Brooke Blurton, has told The Point it can be empowering for everyone to take ownership of the past.
I've had my experiences, my family have their experiences, but we can have. There's a bit of power in that with the experiences. I think lived experience can be really powerful. With sharing your story, and I think it really encourages other people to tell theirs.
Ms. Blurton lost her mother to suicide, and she is encouraging anyone to speak up about their issues. Anyone seeking mental health information or support can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. Information and support relating to family violence is available via 1800 RESPECT or 1800 737 732. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.